has bonus Hishkodesh in the middle of the first Hishkodesh Shiri came to.
Okay, Daf Ayin Hey. Parshas Mitzora. Ki tavo al Eretz Kanana she'ani noten lachem la'achuzah v'natati negetzoas v'bayit Eretz achuzaschem. You come to the land of Eretz Kanan, which I have given you for an achuzah, for an inheritance, and I will give negetzoas v'bayit, I will give you tzaras in your house of the inheritance. It's interesting, it talks about achuzah double times, but we're not going to be discussing that. Perish Rashi. What is Rashi saying? What does coming to the land have to do with tzaras in your house? It seems like, you know, kitavo alarts, and you come to the land and you're going to plant trees. No, when you come to the land, you're going to have tzaras in your house. It's like, what's a promise here? Perish Rashi, besuri hilem, shanigoyim boim aleim lufi, shetminu amuroyim, amatmoniot, shalzov, bekiris batem, kol arboim shana, shayusov, bemidbar, vaide anoga. Note it's a bayis umotzan. So it's a besuri here. A besuri is a good news to Am Yisrael that the negoim are going to come in their house because the Amora, right? The original, the Canaanim were holding the land. They hid their treasures in the wall of gold. And after 40 years, when Yisrael come back from the Midbar, when they come back from in the Midbar, right, when they get nega, so what was it? Oh my God, my house is tzaras, this is horrible. And then they start taking it down, and what do they find? They find the gold of the previous Canaanite nations. So it's absurd, it's a good thing. You're going to come to the land. It's very, very like a lot of confusion here. Is tzaras a bad thing or a good thing? It seems like a bad thing, but then it seems like a good thing. It's a good thing, bad thing, what's going on here? So wait, see if the whole thing of tzaras, you won the prize, you won the matmon. The matmon is a scavenger hunt. You won it. No, but first you have to go 7 days, your house is tameh. Wait, that's not a good thing. Like, if I won the matmon, why have to go through 7 days of tumah? I was the one who won, no? Then they take apart the avanim, and then they find the matmon, the hidden treasure. And the Ramban says, "Move over be svar makedoshim, quote kedushas Adoni Avi Mori Admar Moran," and he quotes his father, Rabbi Elimelech Shapira, "Shenige batim begadim shaloke derech hateven." That the Ramban quotes and his father quotes that nige batim and begadim, they're not keder chateveh. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says we're not even zochet to have tzaras today. We're so far from Hashem, we're not even zochet to have nege tzaras today. Well, nege tzaras is something bad, you know. Usually, we're not zochet to good things. We're not zochet to nevuah, but nege tzaras. Okay, so we're far from give us nege tzaras. No. Nege tzaras is just lo keder chateveh. They're higher than the imkain rak l'tovus yisrael legalus at matmonios. Because they're not just a plague. There's a deeper secret in them that's really good for us. But again, so if it's something good for us, and it's something so holy, and it's something that we're going to find the treasures of the Canaanite nations in, then why be tummy for 7 days? Why have a bad connotation to it? Just like, you know, so I found tzaras in my house. Ooh, it's a member party. You're the winner. Yeah, you won the lottery, basically. But no, it's tummy 7 days. What's his tummy business? V'hinei b'kavona satoru mitzvaseh ein lanu hasoga. Aval mashem rez lanu efshak. Yodim u'ma aminim anachlu shekol me'ashem ha'salonu. So we know that we don't really know and understand the kavon of the Torah. However, what is hinted to us, we can pick up on. And we all believe that everything that Hashem is for the good. Afilu k'shechasu chilu malke otanu kol letovi. Even when Hashem... Malke otanu, he whips us, he gives us patches, it's for the good, it's for the good of us. Now, this sounds very cliche. We have to understand, where is he writing this? It's 1940, and he's writing this in the Warsaw Ghetto. What was going on around him? So, for me to say this in 2015, smelling cholent and who knows what, and challahs all around it, and cakes all around and this and whatever. So it's a very easy thing to be said. It's just cliche words, and everything Hashem does for it's for the good. But let's not hear Mordechai Kaplan now, and let's hear the words of the Eish Kodesh talking 1940 in the Warsaw Ghetto when everything was falling apart. And this is what he's talking about. He's saying a child should this Torah. However, when Hashem punishes us not only with guf, but what does he punish? So Hashem punished my guf. But when Hashem punishes us, things that he doesn't allow us to serve in, there's no cheder, there's no yeshiva, there's no mikvah, kedoma. As chasu chalil, sofi chasheshel b'kirbo. Here it's even harder to understand. So Hashem told us that we have to serve Him, but we can't. So everything's being taken away from us. How do I serve Him? There's no mikvah, there's no beis medrash, there's no nothing. So how can I find? This is a little bit harder, saying it's for the good. Im l'tova, if it's for the good, he would, if really suffering is for the good, he would give us suffering that brings us back to him. God forbid when people are sick, all of a sudden the davening comes better, and this comes better. So that brings us closer to Hashem. V'lo bitul Torah, but not bitul Torah. And there's not even Torah. V'tfil chas chalil kemak kol haTorah. V'ayim ein zot chas chalil yisurim shav v'yachem Hashem al mos ba'afachim that Hashem v'yachem Hashem He sent us away from the land with anger b'ketzef God of Yisrael and He sent us away to a different day. Meaning this is just the anger of Hashem. Where can I find the goodness of Hashem that Hashem gives us all these mitzvahs and all these opportunities to get close to Him and He closes us every avenue? And I'm going to say that this is for the good. I understand if I'm having a financial problems in my life or something happens in my life, that person loses a job, whatever it is, okay, it's got kol tova. But now he's taken away all the avenues of service of Hashem.
Funny,
because the next pasuk
is in that is
Hani Saras
Hashem
Alkin
Hani
Glos.
It's like
wow. It's really emphasizing. Is it Bar Mitzvah Parsha? You just know that. Wow. Very good. Doesn't make it any less. That's beautiful. That even though in the end day you're going to get the treasure, however your tummy for 7 days, we call Makom Masa Hashem Shlichus to Tovus Yisrael. Mitchila Tamei Zayin Yomim V'achakach Nizgolah Matmon. That first it's tummy for 7 days, and then he finds a treasure when they rip down the walls after 7 days. Then they find the treasure inside. L'chein Tzarich Ha'ish Lo Marak. The man goes up to the Kohen and says, excuse me, Kohen, Kinega Nirali Babais. What's the main letter here? Kinega. Like a nega I found in my house. Why do you say like a nega? Fafil Taman Chacham. He's a Taman Chacham. He has a long frock and he knows he learned all Say the Mishnah and everything like that. When he goes up to the Chacham, he can't be for sure and say Nega Babais. He says, Kinega. Kinega. I think it's an egg. Shuna Shinegi Kirak Kinega Yomer. Feniskalel, why Kinega? Mimnesha Ishbatsu Eno Yocholomer Maiba MS Nego or Paga. Rakshalo Nira Kinega Yocholomer. I can only say it looks like a nega. I don't know if it's really a nega. I don't know if it's a really affliction. It looks like an affliction, but it may not be an affliction. Have a Ba'emis Tovah the Yisrael Shahita Hashem, because every affliction that Hashem gives us, a nega and ona can be switched around, the same osios. That every nega that Hashem gives us could really turn to nega and oneg. It's the same osios. That it really could be turned around, and that's why even a Talmud Chacham, you can't be so sure about anything that's going on in this world. Again, this is being said in the 1940s, and he's believing it. He's not just making a sermon to people or making a YouTube video about Amun and Hashem. He's living it when he's talking. He's not like some guest speaker. It's a big thing in our lives when we see things and when we're given certain nisyonos that it looks like it's really horrible. Just say the words. I've done this a few times. It helped. Say the words kinega, kinega. I can only say it's kinega. I don't know what this really is. Kinega. Okay.